Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sounded like a really interesting letter if you heard the guy that called in earlier. And that's what a lot of congressmen say. They say they'll start impeachment if a movement starts to do that. Well, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and others have basically said that if people get behind them, they will move for impeachment. And it needs to happen. And I know there's more people involved in bad than just folks like Obama, but you have to bring someone down on the government so the other ones don't think they can engage in criminal activity with impunity like Benghazi and Fast and Furious. I mean, those two right there are hands down. Hands down, shipping guns into Mexico. Hands down, Benghazi, lying, a stand down. They've been caught lying, caught telling people not to speak to the press. It's a big deal. I think the phone system just went down. We had loaded phone lines and then there was no calls and now it's loading up again. So I don't know. Today is one of those gremlin days. We'll see what happens. Sometimes we'll have more problems in one day than we have in 6 months. It's got to be on a day when I'm in a really, not even bad mood, but just in a vicious mood. Devon in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, it's Bevan with a B.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air. You want to talk or? Yeah, phone system went down again. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I shouldn't even attempt phone calls. I mean, I should literally just do YouTube because I know how to upload to that myself with my iPhone. And then I can just have a heavenly life and just talk to people that way. But then YouTube can censor me. So that's what's going on that front. What a day, man. That's all I can tell you. But a lot of other stuff going on behind the scenes. Look at the NSA. I already mentioned this, but it's so crazy. NSA, we're not spying on Jimmy Carter. Isn't that just sweet? And they said so. They said, we're not spying on you. Folks, they admit they're grabbing all the phone call conversations, all the emails, all the faxes, everything. But they're not spying on Jimmy Carter. Because they don't call it spying when they grab your data. It's all semantical. We don't have chemtrails. We have geoengineering. We don't double your prices. In healthcare, we call it affordable. We take all your rights. It's called the Patriot Act. We drug half the kids in school. It's called New Freedom. I mean, that's the way all this goes. Let me just tell Genesis, we're done with calls for the day. Thank you. No more need for any of those. Thank you so much. Thank you. We're fine here. What's your operating number? Oh, very dangerous. Large reactor leak. I'm sending two squads. I'm butchering Han Solo quotes here. That one goes here. This one goes there. Watch this. Flips the switch. Nothing happens. Oh, my goodness. What a day. What a day. What a world. What a world, to quote the Wicked Witch of the West. Or was it the Wicked Witch of the East? I really don't remember anymore. All right. Oh, there you go. That's what happens when you fly. Thank God we've got air marshals to stop that type of stuff. Yeah, remember, folks, we have a TV version of the radio show. So you will hear me from time to time talking about things that are on the screen that are not happening in the dimensional world of audio. Something I haven't gotten to either here today is Rand Paul coming out and saying, why can't Obama unilaterally end spying? That's right, he's unilaterally doing whatever else he wants illegally and unlawfully. Couldn't a president give the moral bully pulpit to get rid of something illegal that spies on Congress, who supposedly controls the NSA? See, the bureaucracy has gone rogue. The system is on its own, doing whatever it wants with a bunch of special interests buying off different parts of the government. And those special interests are a bunch of mega banks who are eugenicists and absolutely want to rid the world of the population they've already robbed blind. We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought Omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone, I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of this bomb and break it if you have to.
Calling themselves members of the Weather Underground, last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence.
False flag.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
lines of the information war.
That's right.
It's Alex Jones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're having a powerful transmission today exposing the globalists. Obama has been warning, saying his biggest threat, his biggest concern is a mushroom cloud over New York City. Someone smuggling a nuke in, that means the Russians or the Iranians. What about the globalists that have captured the country, who've set up a police state and are preparing for a massive disaster to seize total control and shut down their political enemies once and for all and capture America? Would someone attack their own power structure to seize total control and to basically become above the law? That is the larger question. And here is Obama again a few days ago talking about just this, entering the idea of just a phantom nuke threat, not even saying who's behind it. But don't you worry. He's going to protect you from it, A, by taking your rights away. And B, if it happens, well, you know, he's going to have to really take everybody's rights to keep them safe next time and do whatever he wants and take your pension funds, of course, as well. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
And so my response then continues to be what I believe today, which is Russia's actions are a problem. They don't pose the number one national security threat to the United States. I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan, which is part of the reason why the United States...
And that's at The Hague. And he also said something true in that speech, which is very rare. Very rare. He said Russia is a regional power and is being dealt major defeats. Yes, NATO with... The EU went in when they wouldn't join the EU to be signed on to all their debts and looted on record. They went in and hired a bunch of thugs to overthrow the government, take 93% of the country. The Russians grabbed what was historically theirs, used to be part of Russia, and they totally they were making deals, business deals with Ukraine peaceably, and was really helping Russia. Major defeat of Russia. The media spins it, oh, Putin just got shown. Yeah. Or, you know, they spin it, you know, Putin just showed Obama. See, I have trouble even joking and telling a lie. Because it's because I meant to say, oh my gosh, Putin's really showing Obama. And I said, ooh, Putin's really getting shown. Because Putin's really getting shown. And it's not that I romanticize the Russians. It's that they're surrounded. The globalists are trying to bring them down. And compared to the people running our country, and compared to the globalists, compared to the communist Chinese, I mean, Russia is very mild. I've said, on a scale of zero, being neutral to this country's well-being and our national security and the providence of our republic and the world, Russia's about a one threat. China's about a seven. The New World Order's an 11. They're 110%. They are over the top. And they're over the top with a wall of lies on purpose to condition you to accept lies. We have a Harry Reid clip that's coming up. Harry Reid, people aren't educated on how to use the internet. The Democratic senator, that's an oxymoron, said that healthcare.gov has never been broken, never had a problem, and Obamacare works great. As Ellen DeGeneres said, it works wonderful, everyone loves it, we should be thankful to their leader, close quote. Harry Reid, and they're grabbing the clip right now, Harry Reid said that, well, I mean, why quoting? We actually have the clip.
There are some people who are not like my grandchildren who can handle everything so easily on the internet. And these people need a little extra time. It's not the example they gave, a 63-year-old woman came in to the store and she said, I almost got it. But every time I just about got there, it would cut me off. We have a lot of people just like this. No, it's through no fault of the internet because people are not educated how to use the internet. So this is not anything.
So there you go. We repeated that a couple times. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented. It's not any fault of the internet. What does that even mean? The internets. It's tubes, groups of tubes. It's not any fault of the internets, as Rick Perry would call it or Bush would call it. It's the fault people don't know how to use it. No, they went on the site that was meant to data mine them and have them waive their rights so the IRS could take their bank accounts. And that's what it's for. And that's it. And all you Obama people, he'll be, you know, into the next election, the 2014 election, by the time the screw job hits you. So until then, they're telling you there is no $5,000 tax, even though it's in the law and they hire the 17,000 agents and it's going forward. Now, shifting gears to some really exciting news, Dr. Edward Group is our guest. He's one of the top supplement developers in the country, and he's also a very articulate, super uber informed person, and I won't go over all of his laurels, but he's a doctor of chiropractic from Texas Chiropractic College, diplomat of the American Clinical Board of Nutrition, he's a nutritionist, diplomat of the American Board of Functional Medicine, diplomat of the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition, naturopathic physician, a certified clinical nutritionist, holistic health practitioner, certified clinical herbalist, alternative medical practitioner, works in major hospitals, MD Anderson, you name it, down in Houston. So I mean, he's a prestigious guy. And, you know, my dad's an oral surgeon and a dentist and also has one of his degrees in biology. And he's amazed at how much Group knows because my dad now works with us. He's developed stuff that's been approved by the FDA on the pharmacological side, but from herbs. He's come to work with us at InfoWarsLife.com, and we will be talking about some InfoWars Life products probably 5 minutes in the next hour because we're going 20 minutes into overdrive. The main reason he's here is because he's so knowledgeable on just a host of issues, and so this is the report he wrote. I wrote a whole article for us about what he wants to cover today, and I'm going to try to let him get into it all. Geoengineering, covert bioengineering through the food supply, which is now admitted. Toxins in the air, tobacco smoke, VOCs, mold, mildew, dust mites, and pet dander, some of the big killers out there. And the reason the lung problems are going from, you know, number 10 in the cause of death to number 8, now to an even higher level. We're going to get to that in a moment. Shocking facts about toxic air. We're going to get into just the whole laundry list because I've been talking to him on the phone. So he said, let's just do a show about this. I'm like, everybody I know is having respiratory problems. And I have family dying from it. Two people, my uncle and my cousin, who were very healthy. My uncle especially. You know, great health. Better shape than I was at 68. You know, and I'm 40. And people I know that the hospitals are full of respiratory problems all over the country and the deaths. And it's in the news that the drugs aren't working anymore. The big pharma drugs aren't working. And so obviously in the middle of that, Weldon Henson, we ought to later in the first 20 minutes of the next hour drag Weldon if he'll do it in here and get him to tell me the story he told me last week. This stuff hides in plain view, Dr. Group. We're going to skip this network break. Hides in plain view that Weldon's like, yeah, I went to the VA, put me on two different things, antibiotics. I couldn't get rid of this, you know, this strep in my lungs. That's what it is, killing everybody, bacteria. He said, I drank a half bottle of this, and you were correcting me. I just want to correct this before we get into the whole lung thing. I'm just saying, we put on the bottle, nobody else does with colloidal silver, we did. We put on the bottle, do not use regularly, because, you know, it is basically like a, you know, metal-based antibiotic, where they used to put it in the milk jugs for the babies, they used to put it in the milk jugs, the Pioneers, you know, the Silver Dollars, they put it on the baby's stomach when they're born, and old-timers just knew for thousands of years, silver is a way to not get infected and die. They didn't know what was doing it. They just knew it was doing something. Now you go to hospitals, they're using this type of stuff. We got the lab that is the strongest in the country, and they said this is the third biggest maker in the country. We had private label, what I labeled Silver Bullet, the InfoWarsLife.com product. And this is the strongest batch they've ever made, because we made a huge batch. It took a bunch of batches to make it. And it is as strong as it gets. We've got all the numbers up on InfoWarsLife.com, but you were correcting me. I mean, obviously, if you drink enough colloidal silver with the wrong stuff in it, it can precipitate out a little bit of blue in your nose and things. But you were explaining to me that is mass loads of it before that happens. I'm just, obviously, if you're going to end up dying from it, not having the right antibiotics or being sick, anything's good. But silver, we're going to skip this network break, network. We're going to skip this network break. Thank you. But Dr. Group, explain to me colloidal silver and this particular type from InfoWarsLife.com. Then I want to get into the geoengineering, the bioengineering, the toxins in the air, all of it.
Well, colloidal silver is an amazing antimicrobial compound. It's been used for a long time, like you said. And the difference is really in how you make the silver. I mean, if you make it with tap water, let's say, or if there's any salts in the water, you can end up with silver nitrates or silver nitrates. And that's the classic blue man that you see that was being interviewed all over the media and everything.
So it combines with things and creates like a rust.
Yeah, you would have to, if you do silver right, I mean, I've drank a half a gallon of silver done, like a 10 parts per million silver, for probably 10, 15 days. I mean,
this is 30 parts per million.
Yeah, that's 30 parts per million. So, I mean, now they have silver all the way up to 200 parts per million. But really, in the studies, they say that anywhere from 10 to 30 parts per million is going to be a really good amount to take. You know, but how safe is silver? I mean, it's great to use on skin.
Henson went into the VA. And it wasn't helping him, two different antibiotics, and he drank a half bottle of this, knocked it out.
Right. When we were seeing patients with all different types of, you know, microbial infestations and all different kinds of things, we would use silver and have them sometimes drink 16 ounces a day, 16 ounces a day for 7 days, and then back it off. So,
but that's under doctor's care. That's under doctor's care, though. We're not telling folks to do that.
That's under doctor's care. And I mean, that's, you know, obviously in a situation you want to get advice from your.
So that wasn't even a lot. Weldon drinking half a bottle.
What I'm saying is if it's done correctly, it's completely safe to use. I mean, and the guy actually has come out and they've proved that he did that on purpose for media attention, and he turned himself blue and he produced the silver the wrong way, and he drank, I think, 32 ounces to 64 ounces of the wrong type of silver every single day. There's been a big push against silver too for years and years and years, the government trying to shut down anybody that's producing silver because they know how effective it is.
Man with blue skin dies at 62. Unlikely his condition was responsible, LA Times.
Yeah, I didn't even know he died, but it doesn't surprise me. But anyway, it's completely safe to take. It's one of the things that I highly recommend. I mean, I've had it for years. As a matter of fact, the FDA came in my office and raided my office years ago, and that's one of the things they made me get rid of. And they literally told me, one of the reasons we raided your office is because you're selling and promoting colloidal silver. I mean, it was one of the things that was targeted by the FDA because it was a threat to the pharmaceutical companies and the threat for doctor's visits because it worked so good in the body. And
it's all I know is if the antibiotics stop working, I mean, what am I going to give my kids? I mean,
right. That's why silver, iodine. I mean, iodine is non-resistant. You could take any virus, any bacteria, any organism that's harmful to the body, and it's non-resistant to iodine. It's non-resistant to silver, too. At least I've never heard of any organism being resistant, developing resistance to iodine.
How much colloidal silver do you take?
If I get sick, I'll drink 16 ounces, either 8 to 16 ounces a day for at least the first 3 days. But I tell you what else I do. If I have a respiratory
problem. That's at 10 parts per million.
That's at 10 parts per million, yes.
At 30 parts per million, then what would you do, 20 ounces?
Probably.
10 ounces, you know, 5 ounces?
You know, even 8 ounces. You know, another good thing with silver is it's safe for children to take, too. I mean, you don't want to give – a lot of times they put children on these antibiotics. I mean, like what we're going to be talking about today is the respiratory illnesses, the fact that respiratory disease and respiratory death has gone from the eighth leading cause of death now to the third leading cause of death.
Well, I'm getting where I'm obsessed with this because it's killing people I know. Everybody's sick with it. The antibiotics aren't working.
Right. Well, because they're spraying all the stuff in the air, number one, and then people are living in toxic homes and they're working in toxic environments, and their immune system is already overloaded with all the amount of toxins in the food and the drinks that they're taking, that it's just, you're just one breath away from having some sort of a respiratory illness. But I was going to tell your listeners also that what I used to do that works really good is also you can nebulize silver and actually breathe it right into the lungs, and it's actually safe to do as well.
And we have a sponsor, folks that do that, the silver lungs, where the people inhale it.
Silver lungs.
And, of course, we have one here at the office, and I've got one at home, but Rob Dew just swears by it.
Yeah, I mean, right now with what they're putting in the air and with the when you look at the aluminum nanoparticles, that they're aerolizing all the stuff that's going in the chemtrails now. They're finding all different types of E. coli. They're finding blood cells in there. They're finding all different types of.
Yeah, I've seen that in the news where they're finding that, and the soil's getting to be heavy aluminum.
Yeah, listen to this. 200 species, living species right now, are going extinct every single day. It's not in the news. Nobody knows about it. The only reason I know about it is because I work with just since we have an organic farm, we're losing trees everywhere. Plants are dying everywhere.
Oh, I know.
200 species a day. It's a 100,000% increase since they started geoengineering and weather modification and dumping aluminum.
And they admit they're doing it, just the details are classified. And the general public, people say, hey, Sports Center's on. I'm like, there's a giant secret project spraying us.
Right. All over the world. I mean, look at the satellite maps. You're seeing all these chemtrails being sprayed everywhere.
NASA admits the Earth is now, was 20, 30% darker from persistent contrails. Well, you'll see one plane that isn't spraying doesn't stay. One right by it leaves it. It's being added to the jet fuel. The companies don't even know. It's literally being aerosolized out of the jet engines.
When you take in nanoparticles of aluminum and it was in an aerosol state in the air and you breathe it through your nose, it's been studied and documented that it goes along the olfactory nerve and it gets deposited in two parts of the brain, the memory part of the brain and the emotional part of the brain. Now, if you take a child whose brain is just, you know, they don't have a lot of bones, they don't have a lot of the mucous membrane set up yet, and you put high levels of nanoparticles of aluminum, and not only that, barium and strontium and all the other crap that they're putting in, spraying on us, what do you think happens to that child? Well, if it goes into the memory part of the brain and the emotional part of the brain, it dumbs you down. And not only that, guess what? It goes to the emotional part of the brain, which gives you symptoms of ADD, ADHD, autism, depression, anxiety. So they can then diagnose you with the psychotropic drugs that they're doing testing now on.
And by the way, even Time magazine a month ago came out and admitted that children are becoming brain damaged and lower IQs, and they listed environmental toxins, chief among them fluoride. They admitted and had the Harvard study in Time. How did that get out?
But what happens is, talking about us breathing all this stuff in is what you mentioned, all this aluminum and all these particles are going onto the ground and killing all the plants, because plants have a mechanism, especially trees, where they protect their own DNA. So if they sense high levels of aluminum in the soil, they will stop sucking up the nutrients. They will literally kill themselves because they don't want to damage the whole history and the lineage. Now, what they're doing is they're blaming all these tree deaths on the beetles and all that stuff. Well, of course the beetles are going to attack the trees if the trees have no immune system left. If the trees have an immune system, then they secrete natural compounds from the trees to prevent insect damage. But with the spray, with all the GMOs, all the Roundup, all the other stuff, and all the chemicals, and the high levels of aluminum in the soil, the trees are creating self-death.
Well, that's like oak wilt all over Central Texas killing the beautiful oaks. That oak wilt's always been there. It's killing everything now. And people out like in Fredericksburg, now all the trees are basically dying. But in East Texas, the pine trees are dying in the middle of nowhere. And all the farmers are like, the crops don't grow anymore. But don't worry, Monsanto's coming out with aluminum-resistant crops. There'll be no discussion of why is there more aluminum, no discussion of why is there more breast cancer. We'll just find a treatment for breast cancer, or we'll find a crop that can grow in aluminum.
And all the mercury that's being released into the air, the mercury vapors and the mercury that's being coming over here from China.
That's right. Our power plants don't release the mercury. They're being shut down. The jet stream directly from China dumps in over Texas.
That's right. And when you mix mercury and aluminum together, it causes violent reactions in the brain. So, I mean, it's just another reason why that you need to – it's another area that you need to look at is respiratory. I mean, allergies are through the roof. Asthma is through the roof.
My grandmother is from Texas, obviously, but lived in Austin. Never had allergies, has horrible ones now.
Well, the thing is, too,
you're not supposed to develop allergies when you're 89 years old.
No, and look at all the kids that have allergies and asthma. I mean, kids are dying and people are dying because they're taking their it's another reason why inhalers, they try to put inhalers on you, which have steroids in them, which automatically decrease your immune system by 50%. But more people are dying now because they don't have their inhalers with them. 10-year-old girls, 13-year-old girls, little kids, they're out in the, you know, at the mall somewhere. They forget the inhaler.
And no one's asking, why is everybody dying? Why has it gone from number 8 cause of death to number 3? No discussion why breast cancer is up multi-thousand percentage points. No discussion, because they're killing us, folks. They're killing us by design. And then meanwhile, don't want you to have colloidal silver. And, I'm sorry, folks. I'm going to have colloidal silver. I'm going to use it. And we'll see if we can drag Weldon in here. But I want to get into your points. You've got this big report here.
They don't know, they don't want people to know how to protect their respiratory system.
I want to come back with Dr. Grubb and talk about bioengineering, not just geoengineering.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Again, we've come out with our own proprietary, state-of-the-art, produced in one of the best laboratories in the country, Colloidal Silver. It's $19, very fairly priced, helps fund the operation. But I'm not here to pitch a bunch of stuff today. We're getting into a lot of key information. And it's Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million. And, again, we just put warnings on the bottle and stuff, even if a group doesn't think that's necessary, just to be totally covered, because nothing's perfect. But I know it's better than the kidney failure people are getting with these new antibiotics. I mean, my uncle, trying to keep him alive, they put him on antibiotics that shut his kidneys off. Total kidney failure. With the antibiotics the hospital put him on, and the stuff they put my dad on to get rid of his pneumonia, and I told my dad, take the silver. He's now doing it, and it's working. They said, we call these kidney tamers. And I know people that have been on multiple regimens, and it's not helping them. But you've agreed to tell your FDA story because you were explaining. I was like, during the break, I said, look, I go into CVS, and they've got silver they're selling now for the mouth and topical and Band-Aids. And I said, they didn't used to have that. What happened? And you said, well, no. The FDA tried to shut it down in 2002. I remember the push. Tried to intimidate people because Big Pharma openly said, do this. They failed. Because I've been in hospitals now, they're bringing the colloidal silver out. They don't call it that. They call it, you know, silver emulsions and silver IVs. So that's good news that we're winning the fight on the silver front because we're running out of antibiotics. And I'm not saying antibiotics were always bad. They're obviously overused. Recap what you told me.
Well, what I was telling you is I was one of the biggest suppliers of colloidal silver back in the early, 2000, 1999, all the way up to 2002, whenever they did do that push. And in my office actually got raided by the FDA, and I was told that one of the reasons they came in and raided me was because of I was selling colloidal silver. Now, I mean, we didn't really have we didn't have any claims saying this cures you this, don't use this instead of an antibiotic or anything, but they just wanted to take away everybody out there. There's a lot of information. Silver works on a lot of other things. I mean, eye infections, there's a whole list of things silver's been tested against. So I didn't even sell silver, and I had to take it down, and I didn't even pop it back up until years later. And still they come in the FDA still comes in my office probably once or twice a year trying to harass me about different things. And now what I do is I just, at first I used to be scared about it, but now I've learned how to deal with the FDA, and we just immediately go get video cameras. I come take them back and sit them in a room back in the back, let them know they're being filmed, let them know they're taped, and then just kind of, ask them a bunch of questions. Why are you here? What are we doing wrong? State for the camera, this, that. And usually they get flustered because they send not a high level FDA personnel out there. Maybe they'll send two, and they're not as apt to, be so aggressive with me anymore, since I kind of take the first.
Now they're sending them out in uniforms, yes, though, and sometimes people with guns.
Yes,
that's under Obama. So they're really mad. Folks are learning about vitamin C, colloidal silver, herbs, organics. They're trying to shut down organic farms. Look at what they've done out in California, harassing organic co-ops. I mean, you'd think this stuff was PCP.
There's a naval program right now where they actually train naval officers in FDA, and the naval officers are now going out to inspect facilities and issue.
The military.
Military, yes.
Totally illegal posse comitatus.
Yes, that's what's happening right now.
Because we're the enemy.
Yeah, we're the enemy. But think about this. I mean, how many times have we talked about all the toxins in the food and the beverages and all that stuff? Well, they know that the body has a higher defense mechanism with the enzymes that we naturally secrete and the acid in the stomach to try to buffer some of these chemicals out. But they also know that the fastest way to get something into the body and the bloodstream is through you breathing, because you take 35,000 breaths every single day, and the oxygen content on the earth is declining and declining and declining, and they're doing that on purpose through geoengineering, is ripping holes in the ozone layer. The ozone is just O3. It's completely natural and safe.
In the 60s, they detonated the Pentagon over 100 high-altitude nukes. Quote, this is even in mainline documentaries like Trinity, that's voiced over and hosted by William Shatner, trying to ignite the atmosphere or blow holes in it. Yeah. That's a great idea. Let's get rid of the atmosphere.
It's not the CFCs that are the fluorocarbons that are destroying the ozone layer. It's the geoengineering, and it's the
why do they want to do it?
Particles. Well, the weather modification has been started around World War II, so they're doing it for multiple reasons. They're doing it for weather modification, number one, so they can control droughts. They have the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which they hedge bets on what's going to be produced, what's not going to be produced, as far as derivatives are concerned. So that's another money-making scheme, which they use geoengineering for. Population control is the other one, because the more people that are sick, they know these things are going to go straight into the bloodstream. They know the pharmaceuticals are going to be able to sell you more asthma, allergy medications. They know it's going to cause psychotic behavior, depression, anxiety, stress. They can sell you more psychotropic drugs. They know you're going to have more problems. So it's another way to control the population and bring money into the pharmaceutical conglomerate. And then they want this to work into the Agenda 21 situation, because they want people – they want to be able to claim this global warming, which they've been working so hard to do for all these years, even though it's backfiring on them. I mean, they want to, and they're even using these polar vortex scenarios and everything, and they're using these ice nucleations and these chemtrails right now where they can actually create snow at 60 degrees. That's why you're seeing 80 degree weather, and then 2 days, like in Atlanta, it was 80 degrees, and 2 days later it's snowing, because they can use these ice nucleation techniques in the.
And by the way, in the United Arab Emirates and all over, they admit they've got all this. They're publicly doing it.
Right.
Here they go, oh, nothing's going on.
Yeah, here's another thing that's happening. I mean, all the pilots and I have so many airline, people that work for the airline, stewardesses and stuff like that, that are calling my office all the time, and they're chronically sick. As a matter of fact, there's one airline that contacted me that wanted me to help their employees because they're in
a major airline.
A major airline. They
contacted probably the biggest.
They're probably one of the biggest ones. And their liability, their medical insurance expenses were in 2 years went from like 200 and something million all the way up to 800 million because all the airline personnel are getting sick. Well, we found out that, you know, what happens when you're flying, and even people that are frequent flyers are having the same problems, respiratory illnesses and stuff, because 50% of that air that they take in that they put inside the cabin comes from outside air. So if you're taking in all the aluminum particles, and they're actually found phthalates, which are endocrine disruptors too in chemtrails right now, and the strontium and the barium and all these different disruptors, guess what? If you fly, you're breathing that stuff in, those aluminum nanoparticles, as you fly. And all the staff and the airline pilots now are coming down ill, and they're coming down with psychological disorders.
And by the way, this isn't your opinion.
No.
Respiratory deaths from number eight to number third cause of death. Cancers in children are up 10,000%. People can pull this up. Diabetes, 3,000%, type 2. Suddenly the hospitals are full of people that, quote, get sick, children, and then get type 1. And my dad was saying it's really a viral pancreatitis, that a lot of times the pancreas comes back. But Dell Children's Center, when my buddy's daughter got sick, 3 years old, took her in, it was full. The nurse said, we've never been this full. They're all coming down with type 1. And they go, it's genetic, but the virus triggers it. What's going on there? Because no one's making an issue about diabetes being connected to viruses attacking the pancreas. And they don't even want you to know that it usually comes back, my dad was saying. He was showing me medical literature online. This has been well known for 50 years. They just go, no, go on the insulin now, which then shuts down the pancreas. It's diabolical. But the doctors just do it.
They just do it. It's like a long time ago, in order to diagnose somebody with high cholesterol, you had to take a blood reading 1 month, take one the next month, take one the next month, and average them all together over a three-month period of time. And then you would come up with a cholesterol level, which normal cholesterol used to be 200 plus your age could be a normal cholesterol level. But now they keep lowering the level of cholesterol, and they put you on cholesterol medications after one blood reading of high cholesterol. But to get to your point, yeah, it's because none of the doctors address the root cause of the problem, and they don't look in the right areas because all the pharmaceutical companies come in there and say, okay, if you have this number on your blood work, prescribe this. If you have this, prescribe this. So, but what we have is just disease. We have a lowered immune system in everybody, because if you have a strong immune system and your pH levels in your body are correct, disease can't manifest in your system. You know, your body's own immune system will attack those viruses, will attack that extra bacteria and all that. But when you get overloaded with all those bacteria, the fungus, which is another big, huge problem right now, everybody has yeast and fungus and bacteria and microbes in their system that needs to be addressed. And it goes back to the old saying, you know, you need to detoxify your body on a regular basis.
That's right. Let me expand on this. My grandmother, again, was in pretty good health for 89 years old, still cognitively there, sharp, you name it. My only grandparent is alive. She went into her doctor at the hospital. She goes to see one that's, you know, at a hospital. And he sends her over for test. And she says, oh, I forgot and ate sugar today. I can't do the diabetes test. And she's never had diabetes, has good, you know, blood levels. The test comes out and shows high sugar, even though she wasn't supposed to have had any sugar when she took the sugar, you know, that test, I forget the name of it. My dad described it all to me. He got real mad about it. He even wrote an article for the website about it. And he went in and found out about it. And they gave her a diabetes medication that day, super high-powered pill, where it put her almost into a coma for like a day, because it knocked her blood sugar down to absolutely nothing. She couldn't even basically talk. My dad reverse engineered the whole deal and went and looked at the law, the regulations, everything, and said, you're not supposed to do that until you've done other tests multiple times to put someone on diabetes medication, because it can shut their pancreas down. And he went and showed them the literature. You're supposed to do this test where they slice up the red blood cells for a month, and they take a blood draw. It'll have a month of blood cells in it. That's how long a blood cell lasts before it's cut into platelets. they cut them up, and then they get the average of it. He told me the name of the test. He wrote an article about it again for InfoWars.com for folks that want technicals. I forget the exact name of it, but the point is that he went and had that done, and she had actually low blood sugar, and he seriously thinking about suing the doctor. But the doctor's defense was, we go off these computers now, and the national system and Obamacare, we go off that system now, and it tells us do this. And my dad said, you might as well just shoot old ladies in the head. She doesn't have diabetes. She doesn't have type 1. She doesn't have type 2. They literally knew that she'd eaten and shouldn't do the test. They literally still did it and then put her on something that almost killed her. That's America now, Dr. Group. That's how crazy it is when you go to these hospitals.
That's the reason why medical mistakes are the number one leading cause of death, and they've been the number one leading cause of death.
But this wasn't even a mistake. Yeah. Big Pharma.
They would classify it as a mistake, but I mean, no, that was not a mistake at all.
I mean, I was in a clinic picking up some medications, a clinic built onto a pharmacy that also has natural supplements at it. So I was picking some stuff up for family, and I saw this woman that looked like, you know, a beauty queen in a short skirt and the glasses on. And I said, who is that? And they said, oh, that's the drug reps. They're in here all the time. And then they went on to tell me, because the guy knew me, he goes, listen, I'll let you in on the big secret. They can't really give us trips and goods and Rolexes anymore, but if you buy their drugs, you get a date. Big Pharma basically has hookers now out as their reps. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe that for sure.
I mean, is this not diabolical?
It is. It is. But, I mean, it's just like it's.
In fact, that came out in the news. Guys search sales companies using women's sex to sell. Or saleswomen using sex to sell. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I don't see, you know, why they wouldn't do that. I mean, they pull out every string that they have. But when you look at the mechanism of causing disease, I mean, not only is it the chemtrails that were for the respiratory, because they know how powerful that respiratory tract admission is. I mean, they know that you're going to breathe it in and it's going to come right into your system. But then you got all the other chemicals, too. I mean, the smoking, I mean, now they have the e-cigarettes, which they put the propylene glycol in, which is just antifreeze. So when you combine, let's say, what you're breathing in from chemtrails, then you combine all the household chemicals, the mold, the mildew, the dust mites, the dander, all the chemicals and heavy metals you're exposed to, the paint fumes. Most people live in an extremely toxic house because everything is built green now and everything is so, airtight that the inside air is 10 times worse than the outside air. So when you're sitting in there, if you're sleeping on a memory foam mattress where you're breathing in fire retardants and VOCs and all this outgassing all day long, which are toxic chemicals, the phthalates, you have smoke, you have mold and mildew, you have pet dander, you know, all this stuff combined is going into your bloodstream, and all it's doing is just reducing your immune system even more. And, you know, what I've found is that...
Oh, look at it. There it is. Give me an RX cheerleaders. Pep up drug sales. I was thinking, I'm not saying she's a hooker. That's a New York Times article. She became a drug salesperson. But I'm telling you, I've seen articles where some of the women... Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting.
Well, because they know that sex sells. I mean... You know, and they have to, it's a game. They want to get in there and sell their drugs so the doctors will prescribe more of them. It's a money game. I mean, they want to make more money. So, of course, they're going to do whatever they want to do. But what I want people to understand is that there's ways to clean up your lungs, and you have to protect your lungs.
Here it is, CBS News. Pfizer sales reps discuss having sex with doctors. I told you. Literally, though, dude, I mean, I know, like, you know, number 10 streetwalkers when I see them. I mean, this country is unbelievable, man.
It is unbelievable. I mean, it's... We have people that are sick, that are dying every single day because...
And we've got beautiful women selling Ritalin, making sure the doctors put the kids on Adderall.
That's right.
I mean, how do you stop a woman that looks like Marilyn Monroe having the doctor want to meet that quota?
Yeah, and then of
course, I mean, literally, that's like how the Nazis, you know, had both the Kennedy brothers having sex with this blonde bombshell Nazi operative that got declassified in World War II. They had to actually send him overseas to get him away from her. I mean, that's the drug rebs are literally using sex operatives. How do you deal with that kind of power?
But
they got the FDA coming after us.
It doesn't stop there because it also, you know, look, if you send out a bunch of prostitutes to sell your drugs and, you know, these guys are probably, you know, been married 20, 30 years or probably in their 50s, then not only does it stop there, but then it breaks up the family. Then both the parent, you know, breaks up the kids, the mother, the father. Then they go through a divorce. What happens then? They both get stressed out. They could put on psychotropic drugs. It's not just one tiny thing. I mean, it snowballs into this massive plan to, you know, and that's been documented, the plans for fertility and sterility and to.
But I mean, when you see it for yourself.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but you have. So
no. When I saw this, I'm not even going to tell the whole story. I was sitting there waiting to get this prescription, watching this for like 10 minutes, and I was like, oh my gosh, this woman.
I'm surprised you didn't say something.
I just say that.
Do you really know how pure your water is? It's taken for granted that bottled water and even home filtered water is pure. But it is not the purest water you can drink. There is only one way to get the purest water, and that's with a new appliance that no healthy kitchen should be without, an H2O Labs countertop home water system. Go to H2OLabs.com to order yours now, and you will be drinking the purest water you've ever had, guaranteed. Go to H2OLabs.com. That's H2OLabs.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
But Obama's dreams,
but my dreams,
they're you're not as empty.
You're not as empty as my conscience seems.
By the way, I mean, I remember hearing this, and I'd forgotten, I'd even seen news articles years ago, but when you see it for yourself, the drug reps now, I've been told, are almost all super hot women. And then the down and dirty is that a large percentage of them end up with the doctors that do the best. Oh, there's a little, there's some dates on the side. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is so criminal to be doing that. And it's just like the police are also taking sex for favors. But here's the CBS News. Pfizer sales reps discuss having sex with doctors. Sales reps at Pfizer are using a Cafe Pharma bulletin board to discuss whether it is common for their colleagues to sleep with doctors whom they are trying to persuade to write prescriptions. And it goes on to say they brag about it. But I'm telling you, the companies are doing it on purpose. It's organized. Then they have articles, oh, it's just happening. We just hire these beauty queens and pay them $200,000 a year to go hooking up and down the block with the doctors to put your kid on Adderall that basically kills them. Now, you came here to unveil a new product today that you developed, years in development, lung cleanse with all this going on. I've been using it. We don't even have the ad cut for it. It just went up on InfoWarsLife.com. People want to be the first to get it. Lung cleanse, totally organic, non-GMO. We're going into overdrive to break down more of your regimen here of how to be healthy. And we've got Weldon Henson coming to talk about what colloidal silver did for him when the antibiotics weren't working with his strep in his lungs that's ravaging the country. But tell us about the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse and how you developed it, Dr. Group.
Well, it started probably about 10 years ago, and every year has been, I've been getting more and more and more phone calls with respiratory illnesses. I mean, it seems like all year round. It used to be during flu season or something, but I mean, chronic pneumonia to respiratory to sinuses. I mean, you name it. It's just, people have been begging me for a long time. They're like, you got to do something. Like, you have to produce something that's not going to be harmful. I cannot find a antihistamine on the market out there, which is not chemicals. I cannot find anything that I can take or squirt in my nose or put in my, you know, support my respiratory tract that's natural and that's safe. I mean, and a lot of it had to do with the chemtrails, because there's a lot of people out there that were calling my office saying, you know, they are spraying this stuff everywhere and I can't even breathe. You know, I'm wearing a mask three times a week. So what can I do to support my lungs? That's how I started getting into it, because I started noticing them spraying too. And I was like, my kids started, and my kids are all organic. And, you know, I started having, you know, problems with my throats, and I eat pretty much all raw foods. And this is attacking everybody, no matter how healthy you are or how sick you are. And so I was like, well, what can we do? I mean, how can we combat this? I mean, obviously, talking to our senators and legislators, I mean, no one's revealing what they're putting in the air. I mean, this is all hush-hush. I mean,
tell us what's in the new lung cleanse, or what we could have called, I guess, chemtrail detox. What do these herbs, got a whole bunch of stuff in it, all organic, what does it do, concentrated?
So basically what I did was I chose a combination of herbs like OSHA root and peppermint, which is really good, eucalyptus, which is also good. It's not only, it's for lung support and lung cleansing. I mean, it helps reduce the irritation in the lungs. It helps you breathe better. As a matter
of fact, what's lungwort?
Lungwort is actually an herb, and they call it lungwort because it's good for strengthening the lungs. So this is something that you can keep your lungs.
Organic oregano. Organic.
It's got plantain in it. It's got a unique
orange peel.
Orange peel. It's actually got menthol crystals in there to help open up the bronchioles.
And it's got a spray top.
Yes.
It's got a spray top so you inhale it.
Yeah, so here's how you use it right here.
Say that we're going to go to Overdrive, InfoWars.com/show to find the free feed. This is revolutionary. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase, when we do these plugs every few months, helps fund the operation. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.